I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour number two here on a Monday. You Better You Bet. Great to be on at NationwideOdyssey.com and the Odyssey app as part of the soon-to-be-expanded BetQL Audio Network. We'll give you those details as we move along this week. Maybe a press release went out today, but we'll hold off on officially talking about these things. You know, look, we'll peel the curtain back until we get the okay from our bosses to do so. But look, a lot of cool stuff going on with Odyssey, sports betting content, the BetQL Audio Network. That's fantastic. And of course, you can watch and listen to all of it, Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app, 1430 AM, the Bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago, sometimes like the
new home. It's because it's the new home. You probably got the old one in your head. This is the new one.
You know, it's like I'm very robotic with the stuff, and sometimes the wires get crossed. In Chicago, the new home for Wagertainment, and of course on YouTube, where the You Betters are watching at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Coming up in 40 minutes, Dennis Bernstein from the Fourth Period joins us to break down the Stanley Cup playoffs. In a related story, I've got a very interesting bets coming up tonight. Game one, Golden Knights and Canadiens. I've got an interesting series thought on that. With Vegas and Montreal, that series, puck dropping tonight in the final four. I'm going to call it out West, even though it's not the Western Conference this year. Still to come this hour, we're going to talk about an NFL team that might be a little overhyped at this point. Ken Barkley's going to give you some reasons why you maybe shouldn't be as optimistic about this particular club in the National Football League. Can't wait to get to that. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. But right now, we welcome into the program one of our favorite recurring guests, and I would like to give him personal shout out because I'm off on Friday from the show and I just happened to be on Twitter and I see Ken Barkley tweet, "Hey, at Whale Capper, what do you like in this Joker Nadal French Open semifinal?" And Whale replies, "Gun to my head, I think Joker's going to win, but give me the overs on everything. Give me Joker plus games." I put those bets in on my phone while I'm driving, probably causing a hazard to everyone on the road, but they all win. Whale absolutely killed it. He's the absolute best. At Whale_Capper on Twitter. You know him as Drew Dinsick. NBC Sports Edge, the Deep Dive podcast with our buddy Andy Molitor. Whale joins us here on a Monday on the BetQL Audio Network. Whale, what's going on? Welcome back to the show. How was the weekend? I'm guessing profitable.
It was amazing. The men's, as you mentioned, the men's French Open, not only the semifinals, but pretty much my entire futures book came home. And then I doubled down on a couple angles that I thought were mispriced in the final. I had Tsitsipas to win the first set, and then I had, you know, Djokovic. I caught, this is a crazy price in hindsight. I still can't understand how they came up with this, but I had Joker to lose the first set and win the match at +390. Which still was kind of mind-blowing that you would think, like, hey, this is the final of a Grand Slam. There are a lot of people paying attention to these markets. Like, I don't know how you miss a price like that. But, you know, as you watched it live, you know, Joker loses the first set in the tiebreak. And then, you know, his live price at that point was something like, I don't know, minus 140 still. Like, he was still expected to win the match even after losing that first set tiebreak. So the fact that I got that pre-flop at plus 390 is still mind-blowing. But ultimately, it was a super, super profitable end to the French Open. Feeling a little confidence as we're only 2 weeks away here from Wimbledon.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to having you on to talk about more Grand Slam tennis and what we should bet in there, and appreciate you responding to the tweet. I think a lot of people that listen to the show follow you and I on Twitter and saw that interaction and hopefully made some money as a result of it. And what kind of
and
impose
honestly,
on you?
Forget about those people. Yeah, I was Nick able to money. Cash because I follow both of you guys.
Forget about me too on this show, especially. Forget about
we
me.
We all won money, so that's a win. A win-win. Yeah.
Well, we'll try to impose on you to try to make sense of some of these NBA markets too. This is obviously another area of expertise for you. And Nick and I yelled a lot about Bucks Nets last hour. Just, it kind of made us both mad for a variety of reasons. And I know you and I have talked about this offline a little bit. Just try to make sense of, from a betting standpoint, like what you're doing with Game 5, what you're doing with this series right now. And in full disclosure, because I know you were on the phone, Kyrie has been officially ruled out for this, for Game 5. So that's, we have that. I believe it's most places it's been yanked off the board, everything related to the series. I'm sure like some domestics keep it up, but for the most part, this is off the board now. So just kind of your thoughts on how you're going to approach Game 5 in the series now that we know that Kyrie is not playing.
Yeah, it's a tough one, and boy, does this not feel right. Like, this just doesn't feel just that Milwaukee all of a sudden is getting this gift when they played so poorly through three games, and they were a couple of Bruce Brown, sloppy possessions at the end of the game one there, from being down 0-3 and unceremoniously bounced for another disappointing year, and now here they've gotten this an unbelievable, set of lucky circumstances where Harden goes out after 40-something seconds, Kyrie down now in game four. And when I saw that injury, the sprained ankle, my initial thought was, well, that's going to be a week. What day is game seven? Oh, it's Saturday? Okay, well, I guess that's the series. Because they really only have one guy that can create any offense, and it's Kevin Durant. And they have, they're putting three guys on him at all times. And, Durant is... was playing at a superhuman level through series one and through games one and two of the second round. But you put three guys on him, and particularly three guys with length, and then all of a sudden it becomes the Bruce Brown, Joe Harris, Claxton and Blake Griffin show. And it's like, well, this isn't an easy even matchup at all. I would expect that, the adjustment you see to this line in the game five is probably, if anything, could be an overreaction, because I think the opening line pretty much assumed correctly that Harden and Kyrie were going to be out. So I guess if it goes any further, if it goes past, say, 4 or 4.5 even, then there's probably value on the Bucks. But I mean, on the Nets, but I don't think I can get involved at this point. I'm going to have to just eat some losses here on the Nets futures I had outright, and then, kind of start to figure out, how Milwaukee matches up against Philly, because not exactly the Eastern Conference Finals that I saw coming. And, this whole playoffs has been just a wild, set of injury circumstances in every single series sort of dictating things to this point. And so why would this be any different? I personally don't think we see Harden again this series. If we do see him again, the likelihood that he re-injures the hamstring, I think, is pretty high. So, kind of exactly like, the Anthony Davis and the Lakers situation against the Suns, it's too tough for me to see Durant pulling this off at this point. And, as you look at series prices, I would probably make Milwaukee closer to minus 180 than what we saw this morning in the minus 120, minus 140 range.
Well, I asked Ken this question in the last hour, so I want to ask you the same question here. Is there a bet to be made in your mind right now? Like, let's assume... blank slate, people out there are not invested in Eastern Conference futures. They don't have Brooklyn like the three of us do. Is there a bet to be made in your mind right now? Brooklyn is still the favorite to win the Eastern Conference right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, despite being dogs in the series. Brooklyn plus 160, Milwaukee plus 175, Philly plus 200, and Atlanta plus not going to happen. Is there a bet to be made right now as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned?
I guess it goes through Philly at this point. I mean, Joel Embiid looks perfectly fine to me. They're getting a nice little give him a nice little 2-day break to recoup and kind of work on the inflammation and swelling in his knee. He didn't have to play a full swath of minutes in game two. So it's been best case scenario as possible for Philly, kind of climbing back into the series. I guess currently as a 3-point favorite, I don't see value betting them tonight. I still expect them to win, but laying 3.5 points is an awful lot considering some of the missing pieces for them now with Danny Green going out as well. But I think if there's a bet to be made, it's probably Milwaukee. But God, does it not feel right, because they've just been so underwhelming in this particular series. And but as you look across the landscape, they're probably the most healthy team. The only guy they've lost at this point is Dante DiVincenzo. And if you're going to survive a series, based on luck, if the bounces are going to go your way against the Brooklyn Nets, and you have a healthy Giannis, Middleton and Drew Holiday in the Eastern Conference Finals, then you have a fighter's chance. So that's probably the only price in the East that I would consider, but this is kind of opening the door pretty wide open for whoever comes out of the West. I personally think the winner of the Jazz Clippers series is probably ought to be the odds on favorite to win the title at this point. And this again takes entirely into the consideration that, Kyrie, if Brooklyn, I'm down on them on their chances of advancing, but even if they get past Milwaukee, Kyrie being under 100% for that series and Harden unlikely to be available, that has me concerned whether they can get past Philadelphia. And then whoever emerges from the West is going to be so much healthier and so much deeper than either of these two teams that it's tough for me not to make the Western Conference champion your favorite for the title.
Well, we'll get your picks for tonight's game. That was really depressing, by the way, and so was the first hour that Nick and I did, where we're like, "Oh, Milwaukee, oh God." But anyway, this is where we are, and we'll try to make as much money off of it as we possibly can. I want to ask you about Phoenix as it relates to what you just said, where you have the winner of the Clippers Jazz series being the favorite to win the NBA title. Just kind of walk me through. It doesn't have to be an exact price, but if I'm Phoenix, is there an opponent that they should be kind of desiring between the Jazz and the Clippers in the next series? I know they'll obviously have a lot of time off. The Jazz, obviously Phoenix will be on the road in that series, but they'll host the Clippers. Just, it doesn't have to be like a super precise number. Like, well, I make Phoenix 2.1 in that series, but just kind of when you handicap it, if you were Phoenix, would you be rooting for one team or the other?
If I'm Phoenix, I'm rooting for the Clippers to come through in 7 games and Kawhi to break his leg. That's probably your best chance. That's probably your best chance for Phoenix to get through to the finals.
This postseason's going, it's right. Not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, if I'm Phoenix, I'm signing Zaza Pachulia so that I can get him to take Kawhi out for me in the Western Conference Finals. No, in seriousness, though, the Suns don't match up well against either of these teams, really, but they match up a little better against the Clippers, in my opinion. Number one, you'll have home court advantage, which obviously has been huge for them. The Phoenix crowd has been more than impressive in terms of their ability to kind of elevate the play of the kids. Young team, not a lot of playoff experience, so having the home crowd behind them has been pretty huge in a bunch of these games. And I would similarly think, Rudy Gobert, he completely wipes out anything you were going to get out of DeAndre Ayton in that potential Western Conference Finals. And then it's just a matchup of, do you have enough switching defense to really, take ISO Donovan Mitchell out of the game? And then, what happens when your second unit is on the floor against the likes of the Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson and their ability to kind of fill it up from a scoreboard standpoint, when it's second unit on second unit. Utah, I think, matches up super favorably against Phoenix in general. And then the flip side is, the Clippers still, they rely a heck of a lot on three-point shooting. We know this. And three-point shooting is a little bit more fickle. And Phoenix has defended the three-point line very, very, very well this playoffs and really the whole second half of this season. They have length. They have, some pretty great communication. And Monty Williams is a pretty awesome coach. So I would give Phoenix a puncher's chance against the Clippers. But I think they're probably a dead team walking against the Jazz, especially if the Jazz get through in five. Let's say the Jazz just come out tonight and kick ass and move on into, go home and take care of business in five, then at that point, Jazz probably ought to be in the -250 to -300 range against the Suns in the Western Conference Finals. And I have a tough time guessing that the market's going to go any higher than about -160.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Couple more minutes here with the Whale Capper, Drew Densick here. You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Just for people's edification, because I'm looking for these kinds of things right now. The Bucks net series has been reopened. Milwaukee minus 165, Brooklyn plus 135. That is the new series price I'm seeing following the Kyrie Irving news being ruled out for game number 5. Well, I know you said, you know, if Utah is able to win tonight, game number 4 on the road at the Clippers. Let's talk about that game and how you're betting it. Clippers are a 5-point favorite. Total here is 223 after the Clips won game 1, cut the deficit to 2-1 in the series. How do you see this playing out tonight? Do you have a bet here on the Clippers and the Utah Jazz?
I do. I played the under in this one, and I think a lot of it is speculative in terms of the adjustments that I was kind of seeing Quinn Snyder sort of thinking through in game 3. I would expect that you see them slow down the pace a little bit. For sure, the fact that Donovan Mitchell's, dealing with an ankle injury and, you know, having issues kind of landing, that spooks me a little bit as in terms of how much they're going to be able to rely on him and from, you know, just his ISO game. And so what do you do in that case if you're Quinn Snyder and you're the Jazz? Well, you slow things down. You try to get a couple extra passes, get Rudy Gobert cutting to the rim with speed off of some switches. I think they can execute that offense pretty reasonably well, but it's going to be a lot more half-court offense in this game. And I think you're going to see a noticeably slower pace than what we've seen from the Jazz, at least towards the end of that Memphis series and then into the first couple games against the Clippers. So I think with a pace adjustment down, with a little bit more of a premium in terms of, defensive efficiency going up and just, not quite having, as much of, just standout offensive performances from a player like Mitchell, potentially with the limited, limited mobility. I do think an under 223 or 223 and a half, 224, you can still find at a couple spots. That's a fair play in my book. Side, I'd lean the Jazz at plus 5. I think this probably would have closed 4.5 if there hadn't been kind of pending news on.
I just want to make sure we get to one other thing here. So, like, you're not going to bet that, but if you had to bet it, you would bet Utah. Basically, is that accurate?
Yeah, I would take the points with Utah. I think this is going to be a pretty close game. Yeah.
I have one other point for you, only because you brought this up in one of your answers. I just want to get give you the opportunity to clarify it. And again, we've got literally 5 seconds here. You would bet Atlanta tonight against Philly. Is that accurate?
No, I'm going to pass on that one. I think they're done, but I'm not laying 3. That's too big of an ask.
Whale is the absolute best. Hit him up on Twitter at whale_capper. Allez, Whale. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly. It's the French word for go because he killed it with the French Open. Whale, we appreciate it. On the other side, we're going to tell you, dear listener, which NFL team is overhyped.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.